greatest name in serials present
Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap! Crackle! Pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Trigger Money.
Three little words, snap, crackle, pop, with a great big meaning. You know, Wranglers, soon as you pour milk or cream over Kellogg's Rice Krispies, you hear that snap, crackle, pop coming out of your cereal bowl. That's Rice Krispies' way of telling you how crisp and fresh they are. So remember, whenever you hear that snap, crackle, pop, it means that Kellogg's Rice Krispies are crisp, crisp, crisp. Better ask Mom for the only talking cereal in the whole wide world, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Across the dusty miles of the Old West rode the famous United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles. And often close behind them rode one or more of the men who made the job of the two lawmen so dangerous. The hard, gun-quick men who live by trigger money.
Just wait till I get this finished, Ole. Bill sure is going to be surprised.
Sure, he sure will be surprised. But will he know what it is?
Of course he will. Anybody can see by just looking at this that it's a dishwasher.
Well, I can.
Oh, now that's because you ain't got no imagination, Ole. That's why us inventors is different from other people. We got imagination.
Yeah, you got imagination, all right, Jingle. But why do you need a dishwasher?
Because I don't like to wash dishes. I love to cook and I love to eat, but I hate doing the dishes.
You should have a dishwasher like mine.
You got a dishwasher?
Yeah, sure, a real good one. That's my wife, Hilda.
Your wife? Oh, that's real funny, Ole. Now, this here machine of mine can wash dishes faster than your wife can. And it don't eat like her either.
Hey, maybe you got something there.
All right, Bill. Yeah. You're just in time to see my new invention work.
Not another invention.
Sure, a real good one this time.
Jingles has invented a vice that doesn't eat.
No, not that now. I invented the dishwasher, Bill.
Well, I might have known it'd be something to make your work easier. Jingles is a lazy man's friend, Ole, when it comes to inventions.
Yeah, sure. But I can't stay to watch Jingles' machine work. I got to get home to my own little dishwasher before she gets mad at me. Good luck with your mechanical wife, Jingles.
Mechanical wife. He don't appreciate great inventors like me.
I don't know how great you are myself. Why not start up this contraption of yours and we'll see if it works.
It's not a contraption, Bill. This is the Jingle Jones's Easy Wheel Dishwashing Machine. Now, all you do is put in the dishes, dump in a bucket of water, and turn the crank on this big wagon wheel.
Then what happens?
Well, then those paddles inside swish the dishes around in the water until they're clean.
Might work. Start it up. Let's find out.
I don't know why nobody believes in my invention.
Well, some of them work pretty good. I just want to see if this one will.
Jingles, Bill, come quick.
Ole, what's the matter?
The sheriff. He's been shot.
Sheriff Jenkins?
Yeah, Sheriff Jenkins.
Is he badly hurt?
No, he isn't hurt at all, Bill. He's dead.
Well, would anybody want to gun down poor old Tom Jenkins?
I don't know, Jingles. But whoever did it didn't give Tom a chance. He was shot from behind while sitting at his desk.
People that go around shooting sheriffs in the back usually got something against the law, Bill.
That's right, Jingles, but where do we start? There must be 100 people in this country that, well, they don't like the idea of the law breathing down their necks.
Well, why don't we just pick out some of the toughest owl hoots in the county and run them in?
With no proof at all?
Oh, proof. I'm not going to just stand here and do nothing just because I haven't got any proof. I'm going to go out and arrest somebody.
If you just want action, partner, I've got an idea that'll give you plenty.
That's what I want, action.
All right. We'll get the word around town that we've taken over the big case the sheriff was working on. Then whoever shot the sheriff will probably try to shoot us.
That's a good idea. Then when we get shot, all we have to do is to... Hey, now wait a minute, Bill. I don't want to get shot.
You said you wanted action. This ought to get it for you.
I know, Bill, but do we have to have .45 caliber action? And besides, how do we know what case the sheriff was working on?
We don't. But he must have been giving somebody plenty of trouble to get himself killed.
So your plan is that we put ourselves in line to be the next ones, huh?
That's about what it amounts to. All right, come on, let's get started.
Now, let's not go rushing into this thing without thinking it over, Bill.
We'll think about it as we go along, Jingles. Let's go.
Dad, blame it, Bill Hickok. Sometimes I wish you weren't so doggone ambitious.
Yeah, first thing we better do is report the sheriff's killing.
That's right. And Ole and us are the only ones that know about it.
Just a minute, Marshal Hickok.
Who's that?
Dude Brewster runs a gambling hall.
Oh, him.
Howdy, Brewster. What can I do for you?
I noticed you just came out of the sheriff's office. How's the old boy doing?
Why, he's doing fine.
Bill, the sheriff just...
Hold it, Jingles.
But Bill...
Quiet.
No, all right.
Why the sudden interest in the sheriff, Brewster?
Well, I heard that... I just wanted to be sure that he's all right.
And just what do you think might have happened to him?
Now, look here, Hickok. You got no call to go flying off the handle and asking a lot of fool questions.
That ain't no fool question, and Bill wants an answer.
All right. I'll give him an answer. You see, I don't like to be pushed around.
Nobody's pushing you around, dude.
No, I'll say they're not. Especially a nosy lawman like you.
Watch him, Bill!
I'll watch him, all right.
All right, watch this.
You're acting awfully guilty, Duke.
Yeah, guilty of what?
That's what I'd like to know.
Looks like you're guilty of sticking your chin out at the wrong time. Give it to him, Bill!
Like this, Jingles?
Yes, sir, just like that.
Help him up, partner.
Don't let him sit there. He's easier to talk to that way.
Like... I ain't doing any talking to you two.
I think you better, Brewster. Let's get back to the question that started all of this. What do you know about what happened to the sheriff?
Hey, Slim, did I ever tell you about the...
Huh? What do you hear, Slim?
Oh, cricket.
Golly, Charlie. Sounds like that really make me homesick for the range. At night when you're all curled up in your bedroll, those crickets are cricketing off in the distance really keep you company.
Yeah, but what keeps a cowpoke company in the morning, Slim? Crickets don't chirp much after sunup, do they?
Oh, Charlie, you ought to know better and ask a question like that. Cowpokes get all the company they need in the morning right at breakfast from the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yeah, as soon as you pour on the milk or cream, these happy little scamps start their own brand of talk. Snap, crackle, pop. That's their way of telling you how crisp and fresh they are.
So, Wranglers, why not wake up to this cheerful chatter real soon? Check with Mom to see if you got enough Kellogg's Rice Krispies on hand for tomorrow morning. And if you haven't, ever pick up a box or two of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
And if you haven't tried Kellogg's Rice Krispies with your favorite fruit... You've really got a delicious surprise in store. Mm-hmm. Make mine Kellogg's Rice Krispies with sliced bananas on top.
Don't forget now, Wranglers. Tell Mom you want Rice Krispies. Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
When Sheriff Jenkins was shot and killed without a chance to defend himself, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles started out to look for the killer. They'd gone only a few feet when Bill ran into a fight with Dude Brewster, who ran the local gambling hall.
and who seemed much too interested in what had happened to the sheriff.
Come on. What do you know about what happened to the sheriff?
All right, hold on. Not a thing, Hickok. I just heard that he had an accident.
That was no accident. He was killed on purpose.
So he is dead then, huh?
Yeah, he's dead. Shot in the back, and we plan to get whoever did the killing.
Now, don't look at me. I didn't do it. But I ain't exactly sorry he's gone. He made it mighty tough on some of us businessmen.
Well, the kind of business you're in, it's a good thing for the honest folks in town that somebody was tough on you.
Look, Brewster, if you and your crooked pals think things are going to be easier for you from now on, think again. Jingles and I are taking over right where the sheriff left off. If anything, the law is going to be tougher from now on.
Yeah, and you can spread that word around town as soon as you want to.
You two star packers better watch your step. You get too busy enforcing the law, and you might run into some lead yourself.
Anybody that throws any lead our way better be mighty sure of his aim.
You're darn right, because if he misses with his first shot, he'll never get another one.
Go ahead and talk, Hickok. I got to see about electing another sheriff. One that enforces the law the way we like to see it enforced.
Bill, that man just plain don't like the law at all.
That's fine, Jingles. And if we keep prodding him and his pals, they're going to try for us next.
What do we do? Wait till somebody pulls a trigger on us?
That's right. Let's get back to the office so if that gang sends out one of their hired killers, you'll know where to find us.
Well, there's something wrong with that idea, but right at the moment, I can't figure out just what it is. You'll see the first test of the Jingles Jones Easy Wheel dishwashing machine.
Sure, well, I just got one thing to say, Jingles.
What's that?
Well, I am glad those are your dishes and not mine.
No, you ain't got no faith in me at all. Now, hand me that bucket full of water.
Oh, here it is.
Now, just dump it in here and then we're ready. There, now I'll close the lid and I'm all set.
Aren't you going to wait for Bill?
Oh, Bill, he's so busy trying to get a shot by the same buzzard that shot the sheriff that, well, he ain't got no time to watch my invention.
Where is he now?
Oh, up at the courthouse trying to set up an honest election for a new sheriff.
That chance he's got.
That's what I told him. This town's always been run by the crooks. Most of the citizens seem to like it that way. Now, stand back now, Ole, while I turn this wheel.
I don't hear no dishes washing.
Well, not yet. I got to get up a little speed on this big wheel, and then I throw in the clutch and wash the dishes.
Well, that's what I'm waiting for.
Let go of that plaything and get your hands up.
No, go away. I'm busy.
I said get them up.
All right. Now, watch that cannon you're toting. You're liable to hurt somebody with that.
Now, turn around while I get your guns. I'm taking you to jail.
To jail? Speed Thompson, you just got out of the jail yourself. Now, who are you to go throwing people in the pokey?
I'm the sheriff, that's who.
Oh.
Take a look at my badge.
No, I have seen everything. The biggest no-good bum in town is the sheriff.
Yeah, I got a badge, too, but I don't go around flashing it at everybody I meet. How come you're arresting me?
Because Dude Brewster swore out a complaint against you. And Dude Brewster's the man that made me sheriff.
You can't do that.
You shut up, you little weasel. You start looking for Wild Bill Hickok. And when you find him, tell him I got his big moose of a deputy in jail. That ought to bring him running.
Go ahead, Ole. That will bring Bill running. And this ornery bobcat better start running, too.
Go, Jingles. You stick tight till Bill gets here.
Well, I ain't got no other choice. When Bill comes storming in this sidewinder and his boss, Dude, are going to think they've been hit by the business end of a buzzsaw. You ain't going to get away with this. You just wait till Bill hears about it. He'll take this jail apart.
I hope he hears about it real quick. We got a little surprise planned for the great Wild Bill Hickok.
Why not shut up, Speed? No sense in telling this big buffalo all our business.
What do you mean you got a surprise for Bill?
Just forget it. Come on out in the office, Speed.
What do we do next, Dude?
Wait till we get in the other room and I'll tell you. All right, now. Take a look down the street. See if Hickok's coming.
I can't see him.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, here he comes. And he's in a hurry.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah. He's really mad. That Ole must have told him all about our putting Jingles in jail.
He'll come storming through that door with both guns in his hands.
Yeah, just like I figured. You'll never get a chance to use them hog legs. You'll be hiding behind the door, and I'll be over here back of the bookcase.
Yeah, we'll have him cool.
Yeah. All right, get back to the door now and get ready. Go on. Now, remember, blast him the minute he steps inside.
You sure we can get away with this, dude?
You mean killing Hickok?
Yeah. People are going to be asking a lot of questions.
All right, let them. We got the answers for them. Hickok came here to help Jingles escape from jail. Since you're the sheriff, naturally you had to shoot him.
Sure, sure. He come busting in here and pulled a gun on him.
All right, get ready now. Here I'm coming. Go on.
Hey, what are you doing out there?
That's Jingles.
Well, let him holler. Stay behind that door till we get Hickok.
You better let me out of here.
I wish he'd shut up.
All right, quiet. Here comes Hickok.
I'll bet you're going to bushwhack Bill.
Doggone that big ox.
Bill, look out!
All right, let him have it.
Big news. Now you can put on your own Howdy Doody puppet show. Yes, sir, like a big-time broadcast, you can stage a puppet show of your own right in your own home for the grown-ups and all your friends. And you can do it, kids, because now you can get official Howdy Doody hand puppets. They fit right over your hand like a glove. You just move your fingers, and those marvelous puppets wave, bow, have funny faces, and perform like real puppet actors. That's because they're the genuine official Howdy Doody hand puppets with special plastic faces, colorful cloth costumes, even real felt hands.
I wonder, can you get Clarabelle the Clown?
You bet. There are three puppets you can get. Clarabelle the Clown, the beautiful Indian princess, and that famous star, Howdy Doody. All the facts are on the Kellogg's Rice Krispies package. All you do is send one Rice Krispies box top and 25 cents for each puppet you want to Howdy Doody Puppets, Box 700, New York 46, New York. Write your own name and address and the name of the puppet you want. Remember that, too.
But I want all three puppets.
Well, sure you do. Everybody does. Just send one Rice Krispies box top and 25 cents for each puppet. Send to Howdy Doody Puppets, Box 700, New York 46, New York. Better send today. Better get your puppets right away and put on your own big official Howdy Doody show right at home. While Bill Hickok hurried into the office of the jail looking for Jingles, there was a blast of gunfire from the two men hiding and waiting for him. It was a perfect trap for Bill, and it was sprung as he opened the door.
Hey, don't shoot anymore. You got me already.
You'll live, even with that slug in your shoulder. But don't try to reach for that gun.
Don't worry, I won't.
Wasn't that dude Brewster who went flying out the door?
Yeah, and this was his idea.
Maybe so, but you're working for him, Speed. I've got a hunch he pays you just because you're fast with a gun.
All right. Well, I wasn't fast enough this time. I still can't understand why we didn't get you when you came through the door.
I heard Jingles yell from someplace just as I came in. I hit the floor and all your lead went right over me.
Well, you must have shot me while you were falling.
That's right, and almost got Dude, too. But I'll catch up with him later. Right now, I want Jingles let out of that jail.
Now, just a minute. I'm the sheriff here. I can't go turning prisoners loose.
You're no more sheriff than my horse, Buckshot. Now get moving.
Oh, all right. But point that gun the other way.
This gun stays right in your back till Jingles is out of his cell and you're in.
What for?
For attempted murder. And maybe I can prove more than that before I get through with you. All right, let's go.
Bill. Bill, it's you. I thought those two sneaking bushwhackers got you for sure.
They almost did, partner. You saved me when you yelled at me to look out.
Well, I was playing a hunch. I didn't know what they were up to, but I was pretty sure it was no good.
All right, give me your keys, Speed.
But Hickok...
Give me the keys or I'll take them away from you.
Atta boy, Bill. What are you going to do with him?
Lock him up in here and see that he gets a fair trial later. Speed here just resigned as sheriff, Jingle.
Hurry up, Bill. I don't like being on the wrong side of jail doors. Not even a little bit.
All right, come on out, partner. Speed, you get in there.
All right.
Ooh-wee, I'm glad to be out of that place.
You don't like being a jailbird, do you, Jingle?
Now, Bill, I ain't no jailbird.
I know. Well, come on, we gotta catch Brewster. He's the top man, and I want him.
Well, I want him, too. He's the one that had me locked in the pokey.
Why, Bill, Jingle?
Bill, it's Ole.
Bill, watch out.
Watch out for what?
Dude, Brewster.
I saw him go into your office. I peeked through the window and saw him hide behind Jingle's dishwashing machine. He's waiting for you with a sawed-off shotgun.
Why that low-down tarantula?
Thanks, Ollie. Come on, Jingles. Looks like Brewster's made it real easy for us. All right, Brewster. We know you're in there, so come out with your hands up.
He's not saying much, Bill.
Get out, Jingles.
Doggone it. There goes our front window again. I put new glass in there 5 times.
I see him, Jingles.
Bill, you shot a hole in my dishwashing machine. The water's all running out.
Never mind that. Come on in.
Bill, he's going out the back door.
Hold it, Brewster. You're not going anywhere.
Hello. Try and stop me, Jack.
Careful, Bill. He's mad.
I'm a little mad myself.
Yeah. You've given me enough trouble.
And you've given the whole town enough trouble.
Well, that's that. When he wakes up, we'll take him over to the jail and lock him up with that hired trigger man of his.
Sorry I had to shoot a hole in your dishwasher, Jingle.
It was worth it to get Dude Brewster, and besides, there's still some water left in the bottom.
You know, I never did get to see this thing really work.
Well, neither did I. Been too busy. I'll try it out now.
All right, start it up.
I just got to get up a little speed on this big wheel. Then I throw in the clutch and start stirring the dishes around.
Go ahead, I'm waiting.
I guess that's fast enough. Here we go.
Looks like you still got a couple of little bugs to work out of it, bud.
Yeah. Looks that way. Well, I'll be back pretty soon, Bill.
Where are you going?
Well, out to buy a new front window and a new set of dishes. Between the bad men's bullets and my invention, this town just ain't safe for anything breakable.
Now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Andy and I'll be back again with you on Monday at the same time with another Wild Bill Hickok story for you.
You bet we will, and it's a pip, too. Wild Bill and Jingles get trapped in a tunnel up on a lonely mountain peak and have to fight their way out against the Wolf of Ghost Mountain.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Partners, they say variety is the spice of life. And you know, that's especially true at breakfast. So why not ask Mom to rope you a Kellogg's Variety Pack? You can't miss with this pack. It gives you 10 generous individual boxes of your favorites. There's that Snap, Crackle, Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the flakes that taste best to more people, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, new ready sweetened favorites, and several others. So when you're looking for variety, ask Mom for Variety Pack. Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ken Peters, Bill Boucher, Byron Kane, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Oran. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!